Good morning, it's 9:04. I'm Aaron Kimball with news headlines from Vermont Public. Many young people are eyeing to leave Vermont within the next 5 years. That's according to a poll from the University of New Hampshire. Around two-thirds of Vermonters age 18 to 34 say they're likely to leave the state either in search of adventure or for a cheaper place to live. And around 40% of respondents across all ages say they're thinking of moving. Andrew Smith directs the university's survey center, and he says the number is up 8 percentage points since a 2005 poll.
And then when you ask people why it is that they're considering leaving Vermont, it's cost of living.
Smith says 60% of respondents specifically cite cost of living and housing prices for why they want to leave Vermont, and about half cite tax rates. And many Vermonters are heading to Atlantic Ocean beaches this summer. Jellyfish are washing ashore on Massachusetts beaches in unusually high numbers, and researchers aren't exactly sure why. WBUR's Amy Sokolow reports on the mystery and what to do if you get stung.
Massachusetts is home to three main species of jellyfish: lion's mane, moon jellies, and the Atlantic Bay nettle. More of all three have washed up more than usual on local beaches. Papaneset Water Stewardship Alliance head Nicole Corbett says this could be because of species boom-bust cycles, storms that drove the jellies inland, more plankton, or changing winter temperatures.
I wish I had an air tag I could put on a jellyfish and watch as it leaves the area and where it goes, but it's very hard to say where they go and how they come back in.
If you're worried about jellyfish on your beach, you can make a safety kit with a vinegar-based spray and a heat pack to stop the sting. If you get more severe reactions like vomiting, seek medical care. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Amy Sokolow.